make it through that fog. Anyone else need lesson 12? Anybody down there? Look into the book of Numbers. Lesson 12 is what Brian looked at half of it last week, I think. And you got six holes in that one. We're a little bit late getting started, but I know that a lot of us came through a lot of fog, so I thought, well, I'd give a little bit of time for some of us to make it through the valley and over the hills and around the whatever. It's the foggiest I've ever seen it up here. It reminded me of San Joaquin Valley in California. Looking in the book of Numbers, it has a lot more action, shall we call it, than what Leviticus has. Leviticus is a lot of instruction for the people, the priests particularly. But in the book of Numbers, I sometimes like Numbers and sometimes I don't. The book of Numbers, that is. The last thing that we looked at was the rebellion of Korah and his group, and we'll look at a little bit of that by way of review. But before that, the 12 spies were sent into the land, and 10 of them came back with the report they couldn't take the land. So God said, as you recall, we looked at this several weeks ago, God said, well, the number of days you spend in the land looking it out, spying it out, it'll be the number of years you'll spend in the wilderness, except for Caleb and Joshua. You know, I was thinking today, and bear with me if you don't follow me for a minute. We have that incident of the spies going in and lacking faith. But then after that, Miriam. That's the hardest name for me to remember. My sister-in-law's name is Miriam. Marion. What else, anyway? Miriam, Moses' sister, and Aaron. They decided that Moses just had a little bunch too much power. Too much leadership, whatever. You remember that. We talked about that. And God, of course, wasn't pleased with them. And what was the results so far as?
Miriam got leprosy.
And then Korah and 200, was it, how many men?
250.
Korah and it's Abijam and I always forget the other guy's name. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram decided that Moses is taking to. You know what I got to thinking about? This is what I was trying to get to. The chosen leader, in this instance, leader singular, people were kind of, who made you us our leader? Who made you our leader? You know, that sounds a whole lot like the last year here in the country, in this country. I'm not going to say, you know, get into all the political things of this country, but this nation is still at it. This nation, the people in this, some of the people in this nation. We had an election. They're still talking about some of them saying he's not our president. That's what happened here. Do you see any parallel? I know this is God's kingdom. God's the one that chose them, Moses and so forth. And there's a lot of differences, of course. But nothing new under the sun is what I'm getting at. And these people are doing what they did back there, and it's happening in our nation. It happens in other nations as well. And so we have all of the coups, as they call them, the overthrow of the government down in South America or in Turkey or wherever it might be. And it seems that people are not willing to accept the proper, sometimes the leaders are not properly chosen in this world, I understand that, but they're not willing to accept the leader that is properly chosen, elected, or whatever it is. And of course, in this case, it's God saying, this will be the leader, and you get in trouble if you think otherwise. Anyway, you ever thought about that? I hadn't thought about it until just the other day when I was looking through this, and we talked about it the last time that I taught the class, that one lesson we can learn from Miriam and from Korah and these other two fellows is that when God says this person has this position, doesn't make him any better than you in righteousness or anything, but when this person has this position in my kingdom, then when you reject him, you're rejecting me. And we'll see that later on in when we get to the end of Joshua. People, what do they do then? We're way down the time right now from when I said mission to Joshua, at the end of Joshua. What do the people do several hundred years from now, from what we're talking about in Numbers? They wanted a king. It's kind of the same situation, isn't it, that we've just been talking about? Okay, lesson 12. Number one, Korah's rebellion against Moses and Aaron. That's chapter 16. What happened with 15? These lesson sheets did not cover 15. 15 is a little bit like Leviticus, just to kind of get us caught up here in what's going on in these chapters. Chapter 15 of Numbers, before we get to 16 and the rebellion of Korah and those fellows, are about offerings, a cereal offering, and a sin offering. And then there's the law of the Sabbath that's mentioned in chapter 15. And then we did, Brian mentioned it, I think, when he was teaching a couple of weeks ago, the last verses of chapter 15, it has to do with the and I think maybe the lesson sheet mentioned it, but anyway, putting that blue tassel, was it purple? Blue tassel on their garments to remind them. We talked about putting a, you know, thread on your finger or whatever. That's about the only thing that we mentioned in chapter 15, because these lesson sheets don't mention anything else. But I thought there was one thing there in chapter 15, if you have your Bibles open to Numbers. One thing in fact, it was verse 32 through 36 of Numbers 15. I wanted to go back just briefly and look at something there, because I think it will help us to see something in the New Testament. So, lesson 12 begins with chapter 16, but let's go back to chapter 15 of Numbers and look at verse 32 through 36. It says, while the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. They put him in custody because it had not been made clear what should be done to him. And the Lord said to Moses, the man shall be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him to death with stones, as the Lord commanded Moses. Two things. First, and very briefly, here's something the people were not clear about. Did God give them the law? Have they got the law? They've got the law. All these things that Leviticus, and now in chapter 15, there's a few more things, a sin offering and the cereal offering and so on. Excuse me. So they want the law clarified. Do we do that sometimes with our laws? Sometimes we need a lot of laws clarified, don't we? But so they wanted, well, what do we do now? This man was out picking up sticks on the Sabbath. And what had God told him about the Sabbath?
No work.
And so they brought him to Moses and Aaron, and God told him what to do. Stone him to death. Is that rather harsh to you? Sounds rather harsh, doesn't it? But that's not what I wanted to get at. That's God's law. That's what he said, I want you to do. And did a little, maybe a little thinking here, not necessarily, I hope we don't assume anything here, but when you get to the New Testament, have you ever thought about why those Pharisees started adding this and this and this to the law of Moses? That this might have caused them to do that? This is assumption here now. I know I realize we're getting to that probably, but that here God back there had a man stoned simply for picking up sticks. So we better do this. And they added to the law. They were wrong in that. No question about that. But I've often thought, what caused them to get to that point where they decided, and it was the priest, the scribes and Levites, Pharisees, that started saying, well, you know, you've got to do this and you've got to do this in addition to what the law said. Now, I know that we can't answer what caused them. Well, there's some reason we might say, but have you ever thought about maybe that when they looked at this passage, well, that God is really strict, so we better be also. We better really be. Am I making any sense? Mo? Well, that might be so. They didn't want to do it. But here it says that they, what shall we do? Those who found him gathering sticks and put him in custody, because it had not been made clear what should be done to him. That's verse 34 of 15 of Numbers. Maybe these people, it hadn't been made clear to them. All these people are still wandering in the wilderness, aren't they? Velma? Okay,
you
know, yeah. Yeah, when one, what you mentioned there reminds me, maybe that's what you were thinking of, when David was out